046, the forest of Braj worships Leela Yugal Radha Govinda. While showing Radha Madhav the beauty of the six seasonal forests of Vrindavan, Brinda Devi says, "Oh, hey, Kishore Kishori, just see how Vrindavan displays Sakhi Bhav and shows the same Sattvic Bhavs as your Sakhis. The moving creatures of the forest are paralyzed. The immobile objects tremble. The stones perspire. The voices of the birds falter. And the blossoming flowers haripilate." These are the eight Sattvic Bhavs. The forest of Vrindavan dresses and decorates itself with the spring flowers of Madhavi and Bokul, the summer flowers of Malika and Ketaki, the rainy season flowers of Juti and Kadamb, and the autumn's flowers of Jati, Lotus, Blue Jinti, the early winter flowers of Lodra and Amlana, and winter's Baduli flower. Hey, Radha Madhav, to worship you, the forest assumes an erotic mood to arouse your desires for love. Just see how the Madhavi Latas bloom while they surround the mango trees, and the Malika Latas are wrapped around the Shirisha trees, and the Yuktika Latas are wrapped around the Kadamba trees. Vrindavan's birds all perform kirtan of your qualities. Vrindavan's birds all perform kirtan of your qualities. The bees sing with the cuckoos, the chatakas with the dumyatakas, the dahuka birds call with the peacocks, the cranes resound with the parrots, and the bharadwaja birds sing with the harita birds. Some of the branches of the trees have new buds, leaves or flowers. Thus they serve you with their six seasonal opulences. The goddesses of the six seasons, Sadritu Devis, waiting like Sakis ready to serve you, decorate the Vrindavan forest as it is the custom to cover the path with opulent cloth when greeting a respectable person. The forest covers the pathways with multicolored flowers to greet you. The trees and creepers are tossing in the wind in the topmost bliss upon seeing you. Brinda says, how does Vrindavan forest worship you? First, when your effulgent moon faces reflect on the moonstone platforms, their water flows to bathe your feet. After mixing with the dark paddy grass tips, aparajita flowers and lotuses, the forest offers argya with flowers, durva grass and barley sprouts. And the forest, Devi, offers achman with cloves and nutmeg that naturally fall from the trees into her lakes. flower honey is offered as madhuparka, and the wind, carrying the aroma of fragrant flowers, joins with fine water droplets from the clouds to serve as a bath, a snan. Vrindavan forest decorates your bodies with clusters of flowers, bokul and malika, and pearl necklaces of juti flowers, and a waist belt of kunda flowers, and various other assorted flowers to make your flower ornaments and dresses. Brinda continues, the splendid forest worships you and offers you many beautiful garlands from its vast array of flowers, leaves, and tulsi mandris. This is the arti of the forest in worshipping the yugal. The bees swarming about appear like an offering of incense to you. The clusters of champak flowers swaying in the breeze resemble a twirling gilab. The varieties of abundant fruits provide your naivedya, small bhog offering. Banana trees provide camphor, betel nuts, cloves, and cardamom that the forest gives to make your paan, or betel nut. The trees offer pushpanjali by showering bakul and saifalika and other flowers. The male and female parrots recite your qualities as the song for the arati. Oh, just see, says Brinda, this forest is offering arati to you. Swaying champak flowers from the branches are the gilaps, chirping birds are the music, and buzzing honeybees are singing. Due to being overloaded with fruits and flowers and leaves, the trees of Vrindavan naturally bend down to the ground to offer respects to your lotus feet. The branches of the trees gracefully sway back and forth in the breeze. The birds in the trees are offering prayers to you with their chirping. The bees are providing the band music, and the cuckoos are singing the fifth note. The peacocks are dancing for your pleasure, and the parrots are enthusiastically discussing your pastimes. Aha! Just hear how this forest provides your perfume. The flowering vines form a canopy. As the wind blows through the flowers and sweet pollen, falls in fragrant droplets. The vines and large banana leaves, swaying in the wind, fan you like chamaras. Thus the Vrindavan forest worships you with all the articles, beginning with an asan. Hey, Mukunda, the wind is an expert weaver, and to block the sun, it shifts the bees back and forth like weaving needles. Thus, they make a canopy over your head to block the sun. This concludes the description of how the forest of Braj is personally and beautifully worshipping Radha and Krishna, yugal, with all their various birds and flowers and bees and wind and water and trees, leaves, very beautiful, poetic, and metaphorical descriptions. Jaya Jaya Radhe, Jaya Jaya Shyam, Jaya Jaya Shri Vrindavan Dham.